This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
There's been a pretty big jump in shootings on Chicago area expressways in the last couple of years. For example, in 2018, there were 43 shootings. This year, there have already been 167. And most of those crimes go unsolved. This year, authorities have only made 11 arrests. Earlier, I spoke with the director of the Illinois State Police, Brendan Kelly, to talk more about these shootings.
Well, it's a complicated set of cases when you look at the dynamics of an interstate shooting. We know that we had a little uptick in expressway shootings in the Chicagoland area back in 2016, and then it went back down, and we saw a gradual uptick in 2019. But in 2020, and now in 2021, we have seen a huge increase in reported shootings on the expressways. This is a unique challenge for the Illinois State Police that we are seeing nowhere else in the state. And right now, frankly, this is the top public safety challenge that we are dealing with as an agency.
Let's talk about what's behind these shootings. People think often that these are road rage related shootings, but what's actually going on here?
A very low number of the reported expressway shootings are actually road rage incidents. A good number of them are related to criminal activity that has occurred off the expressways as a result of some argument or some beef between parties, whether it's gang related or whether it's related to drug activity or some other type of incident that led to a dispute between parties that they then bring to be resolved, if you will, using guns to the interstate. So many of the expressway shootings are rooted in activity that is not part of some kind of road rage or random incident where people just look at each other sideways and are having a bad day in traffic.
Director Kelly, talk to us about why these cases are so hard to solve and why the solve rate is so low.
Part of the challenge that we have with the expressway shootings is the transient nature of the shootings. And the evidence, whether it be from witnesses, victims, or physical evidence, is spread out, not just across the interstate, but where people ultimately go, where their ultimate destination is. The reason for the shooting, if it's somehow gang-related or related to some sort of beef that began somewhere off the interstate in a community, that's another location with a whole other set of factors in terms of evidence and witnesses that have to be taken into consideration. So being able to paint a complete picture for a prosecutor to be able to present that to a judge and to a jury can be very challenging. But we do have physical evidence that we collect. We do have technology that we're using, such as license plate readers, which we already know is helping us to increase the leads and the information that we have to be able to bring some charges. The other big challenge is that about 75% of victims and witnesses provide no information, or they provide, in some cases, false information or inaccurate information. That already sets the stage for a very difficult and challenging type of investigative process. But we are doing everything we can to reach out to the community. We need the help of the public as well.
The expressways are the domain, obviously, of the Illinois State Police. Do you feel like you're the right agency to be tackling these cases? Would you rather Chicago Police took charge?
Well, I think it's clear that the Chicago Police, they have their hands full. And this is the jurisdictional authority and designation that's been given to the Illinois State Police going back several decades. Now, we have many missions and many responsibilities across the state, and this is a unique phenomenon that is only occurring in that area of the state. But we are going to do what it takes to fulfill our responsibilities and be a part of the solution to the violence that's occurring in Chicago. This is our job. This is our mission, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to help secure the interstates in the Chicagoland area.
That's Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You got it.